You are Locked On Chargers, your daily Los Angeles Chargers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And now, here is your host, Matthew Stanley.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for listening to this Wednesday, November 29th episode of Locked On Chargers. Today's episode is brought to you by Draft. Draft is a daily fantasy site with the best parts of your regular fantasy leagues, namely no salary cap and live snake drafts. It's fun, it's easy. Go sign up today and use promo code LONFL and get a free entry into a game. Just search Draft in your app store, or you can use draft.com. So the Chargers really got things going Thursday, didn't they? I mean, ignore special teams for today. We will talk about special teams tomorrow as part of the things that didn't go well. But today, I just want to focus on the good things. And if we're going to talk about the good things, we have to start with Philip Rivers for this game. Rivers was basically perfect. He completed 27 of 33 passes, which is just a hair shy of 82% completions. Those 27 completions went for 434 yards and 3 touchdowns. He finished the day with a 149.1 quarterback rating. But his performance, it went beyond the stat line. He looked as confident as I have seen him in years. And not the scary kind of confident where he's just chucking up hero balls with no good reason behind it and just, you know, kind of flying by the seat of his pants. He was the good kind of confident where he walked out there like Wyatt Earp, staring down the Cowboys' defense and daring them to try and stop him. He was standing tall in the pocket and hanging in there and hanging in there to make throws. He wasn't, you know, bailing on the pocket and running away from phantom pressure that wasn't really there. He was throwing the ball away only when it was absolutely necessary. He was just, Rivers was just fully in control of the game. I mean, those two back shoulder throws, one to Keenan Allen early in the first quarter, and the second one was the touchdown to Hunter Henry. They were near perfection. Both guys were covered in one-on-one with very, very good coverage. But Rivers' placement threw them both open. He made them open with the placement of his ball. They were just both just perfect, amazing throws. I mean, not only did the passes wind up where only Allen or Henry could have caught them, but they were in the only place where the defender, they were basically undefendable. Unless the defender wanted to take the flag for pass interference, there was no way they were stopping those two passes. They were just absolutely perfect. If this team is going to make the playoffs and make this run to the playoffs that people are starting to hint that they might do, they're going to need Rivers to continue playing at this level, especially when they play against the Chiefs in a couple weeks. If Rivers can put up a couple more games like this, I don't see why the Chargers don't, you know, complete this run and win the AFC West. He's just looking so much better the last couple weeks. He's continuing to not make stupid decisions. I mean, he's got 20 touchdowns to only 7 interceptions so far this year. He's making smart decisions there. He's throwing the ball away and not taking sacks, which is helping his offensive line out. I mean, Rivers is really just, he's starting to have a very, very good year, especially when you consider the last couple of years. It's becoming very special to watch what Rivers is doing, because you know that the end of his career is coming, and so to see him putting this together like this is a lot of fun right now. Before I move on to the next good thing, remember to head over, though, to NFL.com and vote for Rivers to win the FedEx Air Player of the Week. He's already locked up AFC Offensive Player of the Week, but he needs your vote to win the FedEx Player of the Week, and I'm pretty sure that if he wins, some money goes to charity, to his charity of his choice as well. So go vote for Rivers to win AFC Air Player of the Week. Next, we need to talk about one of the recipients of those Philip Rivers passes and talk about Keenan Allen. As impressive as Allen was against Buffalo, he stepped it up and was even more impressive against Dallas. He, excuse me, I mean, he was just fun to watch. He caught 11 of his 14 targets and took them for 172 yards and a just outstanding touchdown. Allen is starting to look even better after the catch than he has been. I mean, early on in the season, you kept seeing him try to make something happen, and then he would lose his footing and fall down. And I don't know if he changed his cleats or if he's just got more confidence in his legs, but something has happened, and he just looks so much better after the catch now. I mean, his head fakes are really cooking, and he is just able to do some things after the catch that we haven't seen since like that Broncos game a few years ago where he just absolutely dominated. On his touchdown this week, he shook a tackle and then juked three other Cowboys defenders on his way to the end zone. And he basically just embarrassed the entire Cowboys secondary, creating for himself and just getting into the end zone. He has really stepped up his game after the bye week and is really starting to look like a number one wide receiver now. I mean, he's just so good at the line of scrimmage. I know that I'm probably a pretty biased Charger fan, but I think he's probably the best route runner in the league. I mean, you could probably, you know, flip a coin between him and a couple other guys, like probably Julio Jones, but Keenan Allen he does such good things when he's running his routes that there's so many subtle little nuances to how he runs his routes that make them so perfect that it really doesn't matter that he isn't a 4-4 guy. He's not, I mean, he's probably a 4-5 guy on his best day, but it doesn't matter because he's so good and so precise at running his routes that he just makes himself open almost at will. If the Chargers can get someone else who can play wide receiver at a good level with any kind of consistency, I look out because this offense is going to be really dangerous and it will only improve Keenan Allen. Before I move on and talk about the rest of the good things this week, I want to quickly expand on telling you guys about Draft. I know it's week 13, but it's not too late to join the 500,000 people that have already downloaded Draft this season, including myself. In fact, I'm upset that it took me this long to find out about Draft because it's now my favorite daily fantasy site. If you're like me, you love the fun of doing a real snake draft and not worrying about a salary cap, but you also love doing daily fantasy. If that sounds like you, Draft is definitely the app for you. It's fun. It's super easy. I mean, when you get into a draft, you're done in under 5 minutes and your lineup only lasts for a week. And then you can do it all over again the next week. And you can join one right now for week 13. If you use promo code LONFL, you'll get entry into a free game on your first deposit. And you can use that free deposit to come play me. I'm going to be posting a couple leagues throughout this week. And so check the Locked On LAC Twitter and look for those links to join the league. Draft is a lot of fun. Like I said, it's super easy. And the best part is Draft is so sure that you're going to love using their app as much as I do that they're offering a money-back guarantee to Locked On podcast listeners up to $100. So just go search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and come play right now with promo code LONFL. Another guy that had a great game was Hunter Henry. The team has finally decided to get him the ball. Although I still think that, you know, his five targets this week were probably two or three too low. But at the same time, I mean, this week Phillip Rivers just really had something cooking with Keenan Allen and just decided to keep going back to him, and I have no problem with that. If something is working that well, I'm totally happy with Rivers not trying to force it to Hunter Henry just for the sake of targets. But seeing five targets was very encouraging, and probably more encouraging was how many snaps Hunter Henry played this week. He led the team in tight end snaps by a ton. I mean, he played 52 offensive snaps, and the next closest was Antonio Gates with 18 snaps. Henry came down with all five of his targets and took them for 76 yards and a touchdown, and the touchdown was pretty fantastic. I think he was the third read on the play. Rivers started out looking left really hard, and when that went out the window, you saw him just start looking around. And the best part of that play was Hunter Henry saw Rivers looking around for another option and kind of moved into a spot, and Rivers was able to throw him open. And it was really, really encouraging to see, because you can tell just by how that play evolved and how that play developed that Hunter Henry and Philip Rivers are really starting to develop some good chemistry. Because when Hunter Henry saw Rivers looking around, Henry knew that he needed to move into a spot and kind of push himself open, but in a lane where Rivers could see him. And that's what he did. He kind of slid over the middle into a spot where Rivers would be able to see him, and then Rivers threw him open. If they can continue to develop that rapport and that chemistry, it's going to start looking very, very nice. I mean, Hunter Henry is just, he's already doing so many good things after the catch that he's the second best receiving weapon on the team by far. And it's kind of covering up for the fact that the Chargers have Keenan Allen and then basically nobody else that they can truly rely on at the wide receiver position. But with Hunter Henry there, it doesn't matter. Hunter Henry is just, he's so good at catching the ball and making things happen after that. It's going to be really fun to watch and continue being really good for this team if they continue to keep him being this much a part of the offense. There's some other players that also did really well on Thursday, but in the interest of keeping this podcast around, you know, 20 or so minutes, I'm going to kind of speed through these a little bit better. Casey Hayward, once again, just had an outstanding game. He was shadowing Dez Bryant for most of the game, and he came away with a couple pass breakups and an interception, all while keeping Dez Bryant under 40 yards receiving and no touchdowns. Dez Bryant is a very talented wide receiver, and for Casey Hayward to be able to kind of shut him down like that was really fun to watch, and it was really encouraging for this team because it gives the team more flexibility to be able to just leave Hayward on that island and let the rest of the defensive backs focus on everybody else. Hayward is really starting to become an elite corner at this point, and I really, really hope that the Chargers are already starting to put feelers out and with his agent and start working on a deal to extend him, because that 3-year, $15 million contract that they signed him to was an absolute steal, and he is playing for pennies compared to what he's worth for this defense. So, Telesco, it's time to start locking him up, and don't even give him those thoughts of free agency. Let him continue to thrive in this defense. Let him know how important he is to this defense, and show him some money. Rookie Desmond King also had a pretty outstanding game, including a 90-yard pick six. And I think, as probably most of you have heard by now, the coolest part of that interception was that back in April, Des King actually called his shot on Twitter. He tweeted out back in April that his first interception in the NFL, he would take back for a touchdown. And he went out there and made it happen. He had a great read. He jumped the route perfectly. And then he got an escort from the Super Sack Bros, Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa, and they escorted him all the way for the touchdown. It was a lot. It sealed the game pretty much. I mean, at that point, it kind of broke the Cowboys back, and it couldn't have come at a better time. So that was really awesome to see Desmond King, you know, finally get that interception and take it back, because he was a ball hawk in college. That's what he was known for. So it was really nice to see him be able to play the ball like that. I also think the offensive line as a whole played pretty well, but rookie Dan Feeney is really starting to stand out. He was very good all game, and it was good to see, because he kind of regressed a little bit the week before, but he just made some fantastic blocks on a few run plays. Watching him continue to grow like that, knowing that the team is getting Forrest Lamp back into the mix next season, is very encouraging for the middle of this offensive line. Because as I said yesterday in yesterday's episode, while talking with Kyle Posey a little bit, Kenny Wiggins wasn't that great, and Spencer Pulley was probably worse. He was probably the worst offensive lineman on the field for the Chargers on Thursday. And so if that left guard position is locked up. It gives them a little more flexibility to put Lamp at like right guard and then possibly even, you know, see if they can create some competition or do something else about the center position. It's just, it's really nice to start seeing these draft picks pay off, especially when Mike Williams can't play now and, you know, Forrest Lamp got hurt. So your highest draft pick that you're able to get on the field, having Dan Feeney produce like that is really good to see. The final guy I want to talk about, he's kind of a alternate list, and I'm giving him an A for effort, is Drew Kayser. Kayser entered the game having attempted zero place kicks for his career. None in his short time in the NFL and none during his time in college. But the team put him in a position to attempt multiple extra points, which I honestly don't think they should have. I think they probably stood a better chance of getting the two-point conversion from the two-yard line. But regardless, he had to attempt multiple kicks, and he actually put one through the uprights, and he actually had some pretty good kickoffs too, although the coverage teams kind of let him down. When Nick Novak went down, the team just, you know, Anthony Lynn said that somebody told him that Drew Kayser was good from 25 yards. It didn't really work out that way, but A for effort for, you know, being Johnny on the spot there and going out there and giving it your best effort when the team probably shouldn't have put him in that position in the first place. All right, well, that's it for today, everybody. Remember, this episode was brought to you by Draft. Download the Draft app from your app store or go to draft.com and make sure you use promo code LONFL to get a free entry into a game. And also make sure to keep an eye on @LockedOnLAC on Twitter this week, because I'm going to post out a couple links to join some leagues to play against myself and other Locked On Chargers listeners. I've been your host, Matthew Stanley. You can find me on Twitter @BoltFanInDenver or over @LockedOnLAC. Remember to share this podcast with your friends and family, and go ahead and make sure you hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform. We're on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, Overcast. And if you don't have a favorite podcast platform, you can always listen online when I post the articles on boltsfromtheblue.com or over at our new website, lockedonchargers.com. Have a great day, everybody, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.